Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
And
on, bless his name tonight. Jesus.
God bless. That's Nate Mariachi. You can find his music online. You can find it at Amazon Music. You can find it there. It's also on iMusic. If you are signed up to iMusic, you can actually find Nate Mariachi, all of his music right there also. So he's an awesome worship singer and an awesome man. Praise God. He's allowing us to play his music, and I thank him so much. But, yes, go check out his music. He's an awesome dude. And by the way, welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with me and Jacob Phillips. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How was your vacation? Tell everybody how your vacation was.
Vacation was good. We went to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I've not been there since I was 13 years old. And we got to go to Dollywood and all type of unique things. I got to see a picture. Or they had a shop that had Jesus Saves out amongst these stores. And what was so awesome was where it said Jesus Saves, it had three bears on top of that picture there. They had a big bear, a small bear, and another big bear beside the small bear. And I was like, I talked to my wife. I said, Stacy, I said, that represents the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I thought that was pretty awesome, Jacob.
That was awesome, man. I don't know if I've been to that store, but I've been out there, bro. But I'm glad you had a good vacation, and I'll be taking one myself here pretty soon. So.
Yeah. Yes, it's good to get away. And, man, I'm a type of person. I love mountain coasters. I've really been affused with that and got to ride a mountain coaster down there. And I was trying to record. Folks, if you don't know, I do have a channel. It's called Shell's Family Vacations for all the vacations that I take and stuff like that. You can see some of the things that I do, but I'm big on Skype. I used to be big on Skype, but now I got Zoom. But anyway, that's a different story. But anyway, I'm big on droning. I love droning. I don't do as much droning as I used to, but I like to do that for my shows and stuff. So anyway, I got to take a picture of you over Pigeon Forge at night. Man, it's beautiful. You get to see all the lights from above, and the Ferris wheel is really awesome stuff. So go check that out. You know, it's the vacation page. You get to see that stuff. But anyway, and I also have the Healing Light Ministry page. So, you know, I actually designed that page for my family to see our family vacations. That's originally why I actually designed that page, because we got family all over this state that we don't get to see that much. And if they want to see our family vacations, they can go there and enjoy our vacations and see the kids and all that stuff. But it's for everybody else too. So it's pretty awesome. But anyway, and you also can see ministry things on there also, where I've actually put some of that on there. So it's a kind of a mixed bag there, but it's pretty awesome. But anyway, it was fun. I got to do some trout fishing and all that stuff. But, Jacob, enough about my vacation. What is the topic for tonight, brother?
The topic is, I just got it right here. I call it Accepted. It actually, real quick, I'll just tell you how all this came about. I have a message about no condemnation and how there's no condemnation in when you're in Christ Jesus. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and, you know, we were talking about my testimony and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, man, do you realize that every idea God gives you to write messages is something you've already been through? And I'm like, man, that's crazy. And so we started talking about people being accepted by God and basically the love walk and how God loves them. And so I put this message together. Just called Accepted. It's about being accepted by God. And I'm actually working on a third part of that, and I'm going to make it a series about the love of God, and it's called How to Let Love Out. And so, but anyway, tonight we're going to talk about being accepted, because I think everybody will actually benefit from this. There's a whole world of people out there that, you know, that are Christians that have this question: does God really love me, and am I really accepted in his kingdom? So.
Yes, that's a big thing. And you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they mess up and they think that, you know, that the Lord automatically hates them and judging them right and left because of their religious background and how they've been going through just different things. And they just feel that, like, God is so far away from them. And God is not far away from them. He's actually inside of you. That's the thing that you don't know. That's the thing that the person doesn't know is that Jesus, when you receive Jesus, he came to build his kingdom inside of you. It may be small, it may be big, but he's still there, ain't he, Jacob?
He's there. And usually whenever I put messages together, I do 3 points because you don't really – I don't know, man. I'm pretty simplistic. But let's go ahead and start with this and being accepted. So the first point that I got, and if we don't get through all this tonight, we'll try to hit this some other time down the road. We only got a little over an hour show, so, and there's all kind of stuff that you don't know what's going to happen. So,
yeah.
But anyway, the first point basically is where it all started. That's what it says. And what I mean by that is where did the need for acceptance start? You know, and I got Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. And I'm going to read this, and we can just go over it a little bit at a time. But it says this, and when the woman, talking about Eve, when the woman saw that the fruit was good for food, the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and ate, and gave also to her husband who was with her, and he did eat. Verse number 7, and the eyes of them were both both open. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves among the trees, from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And Adam said, verse 10, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. So let's just check out the first couple of verses. It says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was a pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate thereof, and then gave some to her husband, and he ate it. Verse 7 says, and the eyes of them were both open, and that they knew that they were naked. So basically here is where acceptance started. And the reason that we know that is because as soon as they sinned, now here's the issue. God did not ever cut himself off from mankind. We cut ourselves off. And the first sign of the craving for acceptance is found in the garden when the first sin was committed. Stan, you can elaborate on that a little bit if you want to.
Yeah, when the first sin is committed, yes. It's more of a separation that happened there, and it's kind of like when they sinned, it separated them from God. And how it separated from God, they was in a perfected mind. They didn't see wrong, right? They just saw everything in a perfected way. But when they ate from that tree and they got separated from God, They saw things differently. It's like their whole being changed. And it was like their mind was at war against them. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit's starting to teach me something here. He's starting to hit me on this and Jacob. Okay, at that time, you got to understand there's two things that's in control. Your mind is in control, your soul's in control, or your spirit man's in control. God created you for your spirit man, your spirit, to be in control of your being, not your mind, not all the crap that you picked up in your life and all the bad ideas and all the things that control your life. Not your mind, your spirit's supposed to be in control. When you're living in a carnal life, you're going by all the stuff you're watching on TV, all the bad habits. You're living by that atmosphere. You're living by what you're learning there. When you're living in the spirit and you're living from the pure spirit of God that was created in you, when you got saved, none of that exists. You don't sin. You don't do that stuff. So basically, when Adam and Eve fell, they fell from their spirit, man, the pure spirit of God that was they was living from. They started living from their soul. This is kind of like hardcore stuff. But then they separated themselves actually from themselves and living from their soul. So they was living in separation from God. See, the spirit, the Holy Spirit that's inside of you is completely connected to God. He hears God. When you're listening to God, you're listening through your spirit. Your spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit, and he's relaying everything that God is saying to you. But when you sin, you disconnect yourself from your spirit, man, and you're connected to the soul, to the mind, will, and your soul. All that's connected there. The feelings, the mind, all that stuff. You know, a lot of people say, why don't you just go by what you're feeling? Just live what you feel is right. What are you living from there, Jacob, when you're just living off your feelings all the time?
Right, and this is the original, and I shared this with a friend of mine the other day. This is actually the original place where the lust of the eye, the lust in the flesh, and the pride of life come from, and I'll show you that real quick.
That's the soul, right?
Yeah, it says when the woman saw the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eye, that's the lust of the eye, when it was pleasant to the eye. And then she said, and then it says, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. That's the pride of life, because she's, you know, it said the serpent tempted wisdom. And then it says they ate the fruit, but it also says that she partook of the fruit. That's the lust of the flesh. And so all of the lust in the flesh and the lust of the flesh, the stuff you find in 1 John 2:15 through 17 about the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, it actually is mentioned in verse 6 in a different way in Genesis 3. Well, the topic is being accepted. And see, Adam told God that he hid himself because he was afraid. Or rather, they both hid themselves because they were afraid. So basically, and you can look at the story of the prodigal son, and you can see this very thing. They ran, they tried to hide themselves from the presence of God because they were afraid. And then you got to ask yourself, why were they afraid? Well, you know, they probably felt that God wouldn't take them back. Well, every time we make our parents mad as kids, sometimes I'm just going to speak from my personal experience. When my parents got mad, I thought it was over, you know, but that ain't the way God works. God did not cut himself off from Adam and Eve. They chose to cut themselves off. And so we have to understand that the beginning of the acceptance problem started when man decided that, you know, man decided that he was going to listen to the serpent instead of the spirit man, like Stan was talking about. And, you know, Adam lost the kingdom right there. And so the whole point I'm trying to make is that the need and craving for acceptance started in the garden with the first two people ever created, and man has been craving acceptance ever since.
Yes. The unique thing there is when they fell from living completely out of their spirit, they was nothing their lives was nothing but living through the Spirit of God. When they separated themselves from that and went completely into the soul, I'm going more into spiritual dynamics here, it separated them from what they enjoyed, from what they lived through, how they enjoyed the Lord, was able to speak to him and do all that. But when they bit from that tree, it threw them into that situation. And then after that, all mankind followed after them. They all had that separation from God. And that's what we experience today. But when Jesus came here on this earth, he brought us back to God. He opened that door for us to God again. He actually renewed us and put the Holy Spirit in us, and where we could get reconnected and quit living from our souls and living from our spirit man and living from the Holy Spirit, and able to enjoy God, enjoy speaking with him and living out of that. But we all still have that thing where we fall back into our old man. And we all know what the old man is. That's the one that we supposed to crucify on the cross with Jesus. And I'm going to hand the rest of this over. Go ahead, man.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, feel free to whatever, say whatever, but... you know, we all have, ever since then, there's been this, what I call, God-shaped hole in man where, you know, they fill it with the lust of the eye, the lust in the flesh. That's why I brought that up earlier. They fill it with the lust of the eye, the lust in the flesh, and the pride of life, because it gives them some sense of... It gives them some sense of fulfillment, but we all know that's a false deal. It's a false fulfillment where they're trying to fill that hole that where God is supposed to be with something else on this earth that's fleeting and temporal. I mean, you got people, let's just take the pride of life. You got people working their whole life to make as much money as they possibly can, because they watch the news, and like right now, you know, there's crazy things going on in the world. And, you know, there's talk of inflation going to skyrocket. Well, people that live their whole life for their job, that's the pride of life. There's people that live their whole life for what they enjoy. Let's just take cars, for instance. That's the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. I mean, I've known people in my past, man, that they just can't get enough of cars. And, you know, I love cars and this and that and the other. And I just lived to get cars, drive cars, race cars, you know, and that's just one thing. But after Adam and Eve fell, this was an ongoing epidemic where man had to fill this hole with something. And so that's where the coming to worship other gods and the golden calf and whatever your golden calf is, you know. And the reason that we're even talking about this is because there's an untold number of people that probably go through this same thing every day, you know.
Yes.
Trying to find acceptance. And you know what? The Bible says that you're already accepted. But you see, when somebody sins, the first thing they do is run from God instead of running to him.
Amen. Amen. All thing he wants to do is receive that sin. He wants you to give that sin to him where he can do away with it and sin no more. He just wants to receive that. He's not judging you. He's not here to judge. The Lord is not here to judge until revelations come. That's when he then judges everything. But now he's accepting people graciously to him. He's want to receive these sins, take these sins from you, and make you into a new creation. And people gets their Bible mixed up, and they don't know what they don't. They read all the Old Testament, but they don't go in the New Testament where we are now. Praise God. We need to know where we are now. We don't worship Moses anymore. We worship Father God and through Jesus Christ, and we go through Jesus, and we got to understand what Jesus did for us. Praise God. So, you know, we got to understand these things. I mean, everything in the Bible is very important for us, but we need to know everything. We need to know where we are now, praise God. I think that's so very important. And, folks, we're going to be back. We've actually got a new musical artist that's with us now, and he's been with us for a long time, but I've just now been able to get his music back on air. His name is Chuck McDonald. He sings kindly southern rock gospel, so that's the type of tune you're going to hear. And the very first one we're going to play tonight is Grace is Truly Amazing. Praise God. Here we go. I'm going to hit one more song right here. It's called The Days, The Rock's Cried Out by Chuck McDonald. Here we go. We'll be right back. Praise God. I love that song, man. What do you think?
Oh, man, I think both of them songs are good, dude. I like that music.
Yeah, he sings some awesome music. We actually had a conference in Florida, man, and this guy would play, and the presence of God would flood into the atmosphere, man. The presence of God
That's
would flood
fantastic.
Into that.
Yeah, he's a good musician.
Amen, amen. And the thing of it is, this is what's so unique about Chuck. He's not really out there a whole lot, but he plays a lot of churches and he does a lot of conferences. And you know, his secret is staying in the secret place with Jesus. He stays in the secret place with Jesus. He has his own personal time with the Lord. And it's not all about playing, it's all about the relationship. with God. And that's what's so awesome about that artist. He's there. He did play different type of music way back. I think him and his dad and his family actually recorded a CD many, many years ago in a professional studio and produced it and all that. But then he decided to do his own stuff. And I've been friends with Chuck McDonald for many years now. And actually, I met him at the Power and Love Conference. A brother of mine in Christ introduced me to him, said, hey, you need to get Chuck on your radio, and we've been friends ever since, man.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I met him once at a conference that we did up in North Carolina. It seemed like a really cool dude, man. And, it, you know, like you said, dude, he's a good artist, man. He's, you know, he knows how to flow, and, you know, he's got a lot of talent. And so,
amen.
But his music is good, man. I'm not, you know, you won't catch me arguing about it. I love it. You know?
Yeah. One of the unique things about his music is that he writes all of his own stuff. He writes all of it. Now, there are some songs that he has actually, he sings from Bethel and all that he's sung. But most of his songs, he's actually sat down in the private place with the Lord and just wrote these songs. Like when he's going through stuff in his life and the Lord is working with him and guiding him, he writes about this stuff and puts it in his music. And that's what makes it so awesome. Praise God. And if you would like to hear his music, you can go on Spotify, look up Chuck McDonald on Spotify, and you can find all his music right there. And, you know, if you would like him to come play at your church, look up Chuck McDonald on Facebook. He's there also. So we're going to go right back. And oh yeah, by the way, if you need prayer tonight, if you're having sickness, you're having issues in your body, and you need the Word of God spoke over you, you need to see a miracle tonight. We will see a miracle tonight, folks. Call 515-602-9685. That's 515-602-9685. You can call right into the studio, and we will pray for you, praise God, and see a miracle. Let us know where the pain level is, because we see that pain level leave, praise God. So we're going to go back to the topic. Jacob, go ahead, brother.
Well, the next thing that it would be cool to talk about, which the first part actually leads into, is I call it medicating the need for acceptance. And I pretty much use my own testimony. The first thing I wrote down was you can't solve a natural a spiritual problem with a natural solution. And there's a lot of people that do that, man, because of the need for acceptance. Let's just say, there's a lot of people in the world, not just here in the United States, but I'm sure in the world, but we can use the United States for an example. There's a lot of people, man, that are not accepted by their parents. Some people, when they have brothers and sisters, their brothers and sisters are more important to their parents than they are. And some people get shunned by their parents. Some people get shunned by relatives. And they medicated in all kind of different ways. And I heard Curry Blake say this one time. He said, you can't fix a spiritual problem with a natural solution. Well, when that kind of stuff happens, when people feel neglected by their family or by their friends or by, you know, just by society in general, you know, there's that acceptance. They're always trying to do something to find it. Well, I can tell you that in my own personal life, because of the way I came up, you know, I was born with a birth defect and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I didn't look like a normal person, still don't look normal, but I mean, it's better, but I medicated myself a whole lot because of my past, you know, with the acceptance issues. My past kept coming up, and I couldn't seem to defeat it. So one of the things I used was music, you know, and by golly, I was going to be the greatest rock and roller you ever saw, you know, and I fed on that, man, because it made me feel like a somebody. And it made me feel like I was accepted. As long as I was playing, and I was playing gigs, and I was doing this, and I was doing this, I was accepted by certain people, you know. And then, you know, drinking came along, and I did that, you know, socially. around certain groups of friends, just trying to find groups of people that I could hang out with to be accepted. And I pretty much fit the mold, or tried to fit the mold of everything they were doing, you know, because I wanted friends. So I pretty much chameleoned myself to whatever was going on at the time, because I couldn't cope with the things that went on in my past, and I wanted to be accepted by somebody, you know. And all the time I wasn't paying attention to the people that were actually accepting me. I was trying to do something that I really shouldn't have been doing in the first place. But that's how serious this issue is.
Yes, it is. Very, you know, there's a lot of teenagers that's going through this. There's kids that's getting picked on at school, and they're trying to find many different ways to cope with that. I mean, I see it in my own household. You know, I've got kids myself, and we deal with stuff. I pick around with my children, but I do take stuff very serious with things like that, because, you know, we've all been there and done that. I mean, even as adults, you can be dealt like that, and even in the workplace as adults. We have some grown adults that act very immature. They act like they did when they were 16. And I've actually experienced that myself. I saw an adult act like they were 16 years old, or like they was 12. And I'm like, hasn't their mind developed to not act that way yet? I mean, I understand with a 16-year-old, but not a 30 or 40-year-old. That just don't make no sense. And, you know, we see that. We see that all day long, and a lot of times we see that in society. We see a lot of people growing up, they want everything their way. Their parents, all through time, their parents never did discipline them, so they end up being, adults acting like children because they never was disciplined. They never was taught right from wrong. Now we got, you know, I want it all for me type of people. They want everything their way. If it's not their way, they're ready to do something bad to you or whatever. And the enemy has took this. The enemy has took over the children. And what he did, he's actually worked with the parents first to manipulate them, to get them away from the children, to make the television and the radio and the computers to teach their children and throw the parents away from the children, or he's actually destroyed the family unit. He actually took the dad out of the picture, or the mom out of the picture. It may be through drugs. It may be through whatever may happen, and created divorce and split the family and destroyed the kids through this type of thing. So we're seeing that. And then when the kids grow up, they end up in this type of situation. And the thing of it is, a lot of them, once they understand who Jesus is to work inside of them, it helps them to deal with these things. But a lot of people, you know, they're listening to the demons that's speaking in their minds. They think that's them. That's not them. That's something that the enemy has put in you to guide you to destruction. The enemy is nothing but a person to destroy you. He's not to help you. He's not to pet you. He's not there. He might act like he's your best friend, but his overall plan for you is destruction. So when you're taking that alcohol, drinking them drugs, you know, doing the drugs, all that stuff, the ultimate end is destruction, ain't it, Jacob?
It is. But, you know, and that goes along with the topic. I mean, I saw, you know, my mother's not here, and neither is my grandmother. I lost them earlier last year. But I always realized that my mom, one of the reasons my mom had struggles with drugs is because she wasn't accepted by her own parents. There was three children, and she was the baby of the family. There were three children. She had a sister, and she had an older brother. She had older siblings. And my mom struggled with an acceptance problem in her own home. And so this played out all through her life, you know, with drugs, you know. And I have an aunt that and an uncle that never told their kids that they loved them. And yep. They struggled throughout their entire life. I watched it from the time they were kids and now to the time they're adults. They're having a really hard time in life, and it's just because the absence of love in the home. And so they were struggling. They've been struggling their entire life, to feel accepted by something or somebody. And when you're like that, you're going to find whatever you need to fill that void. And some of the stuff that we find to fill that void is not good, like the drugs and the alcohol. Like I said before, I use music. You know, it's anything can be a drug. You know, some people use food that way. They call it comfort food. Some people, yep. Whenever they get in a depressed state, all they do is eat. And then you got the 600-pound life TV show on TLC. So
yes, and there's some people has affairs. I mean, they have multiple partners, and they're trying to find that love out of somebody, and they can't find it. So it's something hurt inside of them. And they're constantly trying to look for that. And I know, I've heard of women and men, friends and people that I've known over a period of time that they never got married because they've constantly going through boyfriends or going through girlfriends or however, because they're trying to find God in that person. They're trying to find that perfect person. But if you don't have Christ inside of you changing you and you're messed up, you're going to find more people that's messed up, brother. It's gonna be a constant merry-go-round. You're gonna go from one to another, and what you are is what you're drawing to you. What you are, you're a magnet. Like you're drawing these folks to you. That's like you, and you're like, why am I keep on finding these problems? That's because you've not accepted Christ. You've not let the Holy Spirit change your heart, to change your problems, to heal those problems. You might need inner healing. Maybe you've had problems all through your life. Maybe you've been abused, raped, molested, and you need the Lord to heal that inside of you. And when that gets healed, that's when you change, and that's what when you start drawing the right people to you. Until you change and heal that, there's not going to be much change there until that's changed. Only Jesus, only the Holy Spirit can heal that. The psychiatrist can't heal it. The doctors, all the medications that you're taking for your mind can't heal it. A lot of times these medications will destroy your mind. It will reform the chemicals in your mind to actually cause you to commit suicide. We see that all the time.
That ain't no joke either.
When you're seeing these medications for depression on TV, what does it always say? Suicide. It could cause you to have heart attacks. I mean, it's a laundry list of things that these pills will do to your mind. I've known two people that lost their lives because of medication. They couldn't get off of it. And this here is medication that was for depression. They was addicted to it. I'm telling you, folks, this stuff is not a joke. You need Jesus. You need a Holy Spirit in you to fix you. You need to get a hold of a good minister. We do that here. There's a lot of other people that does inner healing and deliverance. You need somebody, a good Christian friend, to consult to and need ministering to help change you, praise God. The Holy Spirit to do that. The drug can't do it. The psychiatrist can't do it, but the Holy Spirit can do that, praise God. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that's fallen into this trap where they go to this shrink, and the shrink's telling them to get divorced. And, I'm saying there's sometimes that we marry people that God didn't pick, that we picked. Have you heard of that, Jacob? We marry people.
I'm sorry, say that again.
We marry people that we picked and God didn't pick. That's
very true.
There's a lot of people that's married people that they picked and God didn't pick. And then we end up in divorces and stuff. We try to find that significant partner in the wrong way and not through God, praise God. But that's one of the biggest problems
we have.
Well,
it's like the old country song says, we're looking for love in all the wrong places.
There's a lot of people that do that. I've heard a lot of stories. I mean, I've did inner healing for many years now, and I've heard a lot of bad stories where people kept on going in the same direction, and they had problems themselves, and it directed them into bad relationships. Because they need to be fixed first. First thing that people, when people ask me, they're like, hey, Stan, I can't find the right partner. What should I do? I'm like, fix yourself first. Work on yourself first.
Good answer.
Have a relationship with Jesus. Build that relationship with the Lord. Get into the Word. Let the Lord change you from the inside out. And then have the Lord to bring that person to you. And I guarantee you that the Lord will make you run right into that person by accident one day. That will be your, you'll know if the Holy Spirit's in you, you'll know that that's the right person. That's how I found my wife. The Lord brought my wife to me, and I knew that was the right person. I wouldn't, I mean, I just knew it. And the Lord could do you the same way, praise God. We've been married, praise God, 16 years. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what I'm saying
praise
is,
God for you. Stan's got to live in the same house for 16 years.
Yeah. Pray for Stacy. But anyway, but anyway, it's that's just the way it is. We've got to, you know, let the Lord guide us. And even when you do get married, folks, when you do get married, you need the Lord in your relationship. It's not only just for church time. It's having the Lord in your relationship, having the Lord, you know, dealing with you as a couple to help guide you. Folks, I'm going to tell you, with me and my wife, the Lord actually comes in full vision and talks to my wife and sometimes delivers me messages through my wife because me and my wife is one, praise God. In marriage, you're one. So he speaks to her, and then during the day, he'll speak to me in my way. I hear the Lord speaking in my heart. I hear him speaking to my spirit. I hear him in all forms. I used to get full-blown visions. Now I get dreams about stuff like that. And I hear the Lord speaking inside of me. A lot of times when I hear the Lord, it's inside of me. It's like he's speaking inside of me, and I hear that. And I know when it's him. Your soul, your spirit man knows when it's Jesus, don't he, Jacob?
Your spirit man is, I call it your knower, like down in your stomach. You know, you know that you know.
Yep. And you know that it's Jesus when he's speaking to you because you'll feel the peace, you'll feel the love, you'll feel all that stuff. When the devil's talking to you, you feel depression, you feel fear, and there is, I'm going to put to you that, when the Father speaks to you, there can be fear, but it's not a demonic fear. It's like, you know, you're bowing down type of fear, not the fear like you're all, you know, depressed and all that. That's the mic. You'll know the difference. Your spirit man knows when the Father's talking, when Jesus is talking, when the Holy Spirit, when they're talking to you. He'll know the difference. You just got to pay attention to him. But the thing of it is, you know, building that relationship where you understand those languages of Jesus, understand those languages of the Holy Spirit. First thing, somebody's going to talk to me. Ain't Jesus God? Ain't Jesus the Holy Spirit? Yes, he speaks through them. It says in the Word of God that the Holy Spirit only speaks what the Lord tells him. Go further with that, Jacob.
That's true. God, Jesus said that a lot. I only say what the Father says, and I only do what the Father does. Boy, you know what? If we could practice doing that for the rest of our life, you think we'd have a lot more success?
Praise God on that. We certainly would, and it would be awesome. And you know, we're gonna stop right here, and we're gonna go into another song. I want to thank you guys for listening tonight, and call in that number, folks. If you need prayer, call in. It's 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. If we're preaching, I will put you on hold, and I will talk to you, see what your need is. Then I will bring you onto the radio and let you be able to get prayer. But we love to pray for you and your family and pray for the situation that you may be going in, whoever is needing prayer. We will pray for everybody at the end of the broadcast, but we're going to go right into the song. And I'm going to go into, I'm going to see, I got a whole selection of songs here, what I want to listen to next. And we're going to listen to Zion. I love this song. Here we go, Nate Mariachi, Zion.
Yeah. Place here, I command you to leave in We claim this ground in Jesus' name, 'cause I can reign.
Welcome back to the Healing Light Radio Show. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
That's a pretty good song there, man.
Who sings that song? Go ahead and tell me that, because I'm going to get on my YouTube after I get done with this, and I'm going to find that song.
I'm actually trying to look now. I think it's John Walker. I'm not sure. But I think it's John Walker. I've had this song on my radio broadcast for a long time, and I think it's John Walker. I could be wrong. I'm keep on looking on my list of songs, but yes, I think it is John Walker. He's a Christian artist. He
that's
sings
a fantastic song.
Yes, that's a deliverance song that's sung out, so that's pretty awesome. Maybe somebody's going through deliverance as they was listening to that, shaking the bacon while the song was going on. But yes, that's an awesome song. And folks, if you are feeling sick, you need the touch of the Lord. Just call in tonight. It's you call in 515-602-9685, and if you don't call in now, I am going to try to put up a show Friday night for healing and deliverance. You can actually come on Facebook Live and you can call in or put the message down there, and I will also I'll be able to pray for you also for that too. So it's going to be an awesome night in the Lord. God is bringing healing and deliverance as you're listening to this, and God is going to touch you guys as you're actually listening. And maybe we're talking about an issue that you're going through. And Holy Spirit is dealing with your heart during this. And a lot of these songs are actually divinely picked for certain situations. I don't know why he's picking them, but I'm drawn to pick these songs. And these songs are probably talking to you from God. Because all these people is anointed ministers. It ain't just somebody just wants to sing a song to receive money, because none of these people are like that. So God is actually using these brothers to bring healing and deliverance and to actually deliver a message to you through their songs. Praise God. So, all this here tonight is to minister to you, to guide you in the right way. That's what we do here at the Healing Light Ministries. We're actually here to promote the power of God and to bring healing and deliverance to everybody and show the light of God to each individual that listens. Praise God. Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, this would be a really, really, really good time to put out a salvation call. If there's anybody that's listening to this show and they've heard about the acceptance and the things that I personally have been through, or somebody that Stan and I have talked about. Let me just read this really quick. I have this scripture. It's Colossians 1:21-22. It says, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled," talking about God reconciling us. It says, reconciled in the body of the flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable. And so holy and unblameable and unreproved in his sight. That's talking about what Jesus did. Okay, when we were once enemies in our minds, Stan talked about that when we first started, being enemies in our mind. He talked about how we got away from the spirit into the natural man. And, you know, we're all craving, at some point in our life, we have all craved acceptance. Well, the Bible says that we've been accepted in the beloved. You know, we don't need to be accepted by anybody on this earth. Would it be nice to have that? Sure, we should be accepted by the people that we hang around, and we should be accepted by our family. But even if we're not, God has already accepted us. He chose us for the foundation of the world to be brought to him by Jesus Christ. And so tonight, you know, if you want that acceptance, you just need to realize, you need to understand that you've already been accepted. See, even people that are not born again, they've all been reconciled to God. Just because they don't know it doesn't mean it's not happened. God has already sent his son, and Jesus bought back everything on the earth, including the people and everything in it.
Yes.
And so right now, I just want to give you an opportunity to reconnect yourself to God on your own decision. And you can do that. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead, that you'll be saved. With the heart, man believes. And by by the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And so you need to start confessing that not only Jesus is your Lord, but you need to understand and confess that you're already accepted. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. God loves you so much that he sent his son, according to John 3:16. And so now is your chance.
Amen. Amen. You just receive Jesus Christ right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you that you died on the cross for me. I accept you. I accept that you rose again on the third day. And I accept you in my heart for now and for eternity. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. And if you just said this, Lord Jesus Christ has came into your heart. I was going to get back on the song we was playing a while ago. His name is John Waller. John Waller. It's John, W-A-L-L-E-R. And the CD that this was on is called While I'm Waiting. The main song, you remember the movie Fireproof?
I do remember that.
Okay, one of his songs is on Fireproof. It's called While I'm Waiting.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah, so that's one of his songs. But this here is a deliverance song that he actually put together, which is pretty awesome. And I had this on the channel or on the station a long time ago. But it's, like I said, his name is John Waller. And if you would like to check out his music, go to iMusic. It's there all day long. He's got a lot of albums that he's created. He's got The Blessing. He's got one, As For Me and My House, which is pretty cool. He's got a lot of awesome songs that you can actually – you know, put on your iPhone if you want to listen to it during the day or all that. You can actually find it right there. But his name is John Waller, praise God. So go check that out, folks. And, you know, you heard it right here at the Healing Life Ministries. But, yes, you can check that out. I don't have no legal rights to his music or anything. That's why I don't play it that much. But every once in a while I feel pushed to actually play that. But you can go check out his music there. A lot of these other songs I do have rights to because I've actually taught, I know the people personally. This guy I don't. But I do love to play songs that will touch you and bring you closer to the Lord. But anyway, you know, if you just said this prayer that we just said, the Lord is going to touch you and bless you. And if you gave your heart to the Lord just a while ago, and I really believe that you need to get baptized. You need to get immersed in water. That actually helps with the process. Find a nearby church, or if you live in North Carolina, get a hold of me at Healing Lot Ministries, or get a hold of Jacob Phillips if you live in Louisiana. He can get that taken care of, and we'd like to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And please find your Bible-believing church and find you a Spirit-filled church. That's so important for you to do, praise God. And I'm going to give y'all...
Yeah, don't just find one. Yeah, don't just find a Bible-believing church. Find a Spirit-filled church.
Yeah, you need a Spirit-filled church to see that transformation happen in you. If it's not Spirit, you're going to go and come out the same way. The Holy Spirit has to be there to do a transformation in your life. I've known Spirit-filled church, a church across the road that wasn't, and the people started leaving that church and going to the Spirit-filled church because they kept on going to church and saw no change. So they started seeing people change across the street, so they left and went to the Spirit-filled church. So, and then I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a story that I heard that a pastor did to a church one day. They wouldn't allow the Holy Spirit into their church. People was wanting to stay religious, and it was just the same old thing. So the pastor went to the funeral home and rented a casket. And he had a casket put right in the middle of the walkway or there at the altar of his church. And then during the sermon, he had everybody in his church to walk up and look inside that casket and walk around. They all sat back down, and he said, "This is our church." He said, "If the Holy Spirit's not here, we are walking in a dead church." He said, "That's where you are. You're dead. This spirit, this church has no life to it. You have to have the Spirit in here to bring life to this church." He proved that point with that coffin. Then he also said, and I'm adding this, also that coffin is where you need to be. The old you needs to be in that coffin. It needs to be sealed up, put in the ground, no more known about it. The old you supposed to die and the new you raised in Christ supposed to be living. If you're resurrecting your old self, you're pulling your way from the presence of God. You're pulling yourself away from God. If you're living in sin and all that stuff, Jesus still loves you, but you're pulling yourself away from him, so you're pulling yourself closer to the enemy. The enemy is going to destroy you. When you get away from the Lord, the enemy's going to try to destroy you because he doesn't like you anyway. He doesn't want you on his side because you accepted Jesus. The next thing that he's going to do is destroy you. You think it's fun and rainbows and all that because you sin. You used to go to church, but you're sinning and you love that life. You belong to Jesus. You don't belong to Satan no more. So the next thing that the enemy is going to do, he's going to pull you in and he's going to destroy you. He's going to make it look really rosy for a while, and then he's going to dump you into a hole. That's what he does with believers that's fallen away from Christ. Satan doesn't like you no more. And he's not going to give you no favors. He's going to destroy you. So the best thing for you to do is stay with the Lord and stay in his presence. Stay protected. Because that's what Jesus is there for. People try to live in two pots. They try to live in the world and live with Jesus. It doesn't work like that. What does Jesus say about hot and cold, Jacob?
"I'll spew you out of my mouth."
Amen.
If you're lukewarm, I'd rather you be hot or cold. But if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth.
That's it. And he wants you to be on fire for him. And if you're having problems with that, repent. If you think you're so far from the Lord, you could repent, hand these things to Jesus. And he will remove this for you and give you a fresh new start. Set that fire up again in you, praise God. So the Lord is calling out for you tonight. He's saying, "Come back to me. I love you, son and daughter. Come back to me. I want a relationship with you." He's probably speaking to a lot of people tonight. He's wanting you guys to come back to him. I know there's a lot of things that's happening in the world and happening with the government, all that stuff. But it has nothing to do with your personal relationship with him. He wants to change you, renew you, and rebuild the kingdom inside of you. See, the kingdom of God is not just made for us when we die and go to heaven one day. He wants to build that kingdom inside of us. He brings that peace that passes all understandings upon us. We don't supposed to go through hell down here until we go to heaven, do we, Jacob? We supposed to.
Well, we shouldn't really have to go through hell at all, but we put ourselves through it. And God made a way out of that a long time ago, and it's your choice whether you want to do it or not. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I was visiting a church here recently, and the worship leader just pointed it out, and she was like, "Listen, you can either come up here and you can receive what God has for you, or you can stay miserable. It's your choice." And I mean, she was just blunt and pointed, you know. She didn't mix it. She just, you know, I hadn't seen that in the church in a long time.
It probably surprised you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, but I got excited at the same time, so, I mean.
Praise God. At this time, I'm feeling the Lord wanting us to pray for folks. And right now, if you have any problems in your body, put your hand right there where that problem is. It may be heart issues. You might have stomach issues, knee issues. The only reason you're putting that hand right there is showing your faith. You're moving into faith when you're doing that. When we pray for people on the street, we touch people on the shoulder, and that's movement. There's movement to react for the Holy Spirit to touch the individual. Praise God. So at that time, just put that hand right there where that problem is. Just right now in Jesus' name, I release the Holy Spirit right now to bring healing and deliverance upon everybody right now. I command healing upon those legs, healing upon those knees right now. Satan, I bind you and rebuke you. I call you out. In Jesus' name, I command you to leave them right where they are. Leave them and go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. I command you to come up out of them fear and anxiety, depression. I bind you, spirit of fear, and I bind that spirit of depression, anxiety upon the spirit of fear and the spirit of death. I bind the spirit of fear, death, anxiety, and depression. I bind them with Ecclesiastes 4:12, threefold cord. I bind them with that cord, and I cast them out to the feet of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. You leave. You come out of them. You come out of their minds. You come out of their backs. You come out of their stomachs. You might have been having problems when you went through anxiety. You're having problems in your stomach. I call that thing out of the stomach. I command that thing to come up and out right now. Come up and out right now. Come out of their mouth. Go to the feet of Jesus now. Go right now in Jesus' name. I release the fire of God to go inside and bring and push these things out. You might start coughing. If you start coughing, cough it up right now in Jesus' name. Up and out. Every one of these things break loose all of their mind. Everywhere that you have attachments in their mind is controlling their mind. I command them things to be unplugged, removed right now. I speak to the mind. I command the mind to be healed right now. I release the Holy Spirit to bring healing to their mind. Everywhere that the Jezebel spirit or they call the Queen of Heaven, and she's known many different names. Everywhere that spirit has damaged their mind, I command damage to be removed. I release the Holy Spirit of healing to the mind right now in Jesus' name. Clearly heal their mind. I command the chemicals in the mind to go back the way God really designed the mind. I command those chemicals to be healed right now, and all the right chemicals to go to all the right places. Right now, everywhere that the medicines has destroyed, I command all that destruction to be removed, and I command new brain cells, new chemicals in the mind to be put back into place in Jesus' name. I command every attachment that the Jezebel spirit has attached to these people, I command to be removed. And right now, in Jesus' name, we sever that cord between them and Jezebel. I sever that cord for them no longer to be attached to that thing. In Jesus' name, and I speak life into them. Everywhere that the depression has been, I command the fire of God to burn all that depression out, all that anxiety out, to leave now. Go now in Jesus' name. Go to the feet of Jesus right now. Every single one of you, you leave now. You leave these people wherever they are, wherever you are. You leave out of their minds now and go in Jesus' mighty name. Now release the shalom. The peace that passes all understanding, every door, every place that Jezebel has been entering, every spiritual door, every spiritual door that's been opened in their mind, I command those doors to be shut. Every spiritual gate that's been opened in their mind, I command to be shut, and I plead the blood of Jesus upon those doors where the enemy can no longer come in and out through those doors. And I just ask you right now, just release these things. I just command these things to come out now in Jesus' name. And we just speak healing upon these people, people with hurt legs. I command healing upon the knees and the legs. I speak healing upon the heart. Heart disease, I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I release the shalom, peace upon their heart, for the peace to come upon their heart right now in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Jacob.
I keep seeing like this whole array of nose pictures. Anyway, I feel like there's heavy breathing. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just command the lungs to be clear. Thank you, Father God, that sinuses are clear right now. We speak to the sinuses and we tell them to clear up. We command the heaviness of the breathing to go. I thank you, Father God, for deep breaths in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord, for clear sinuses. We command the sinuses to be clear. We command the lungs to take deep breaths and to breathe normally and exhale and inhale. And in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for what you've already done, and we release it to the people right now in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. And we want to thank you guys for listening tonight. And I ask you to please share this program. If you're listening to us on the Healing Light Show on YouTube, I ask you to subscribe and give us a thumbs up. You know, every time you give us a thumbs up, you let us, you know, you help us to push us out into the YouTube world a lot more, and more people could check this out. So if you're listening to us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Let us know how the prayers has actually helped you and brought healing to you. Don't hold this to yourself. Let us know. Give us the testimonies. Message me. Let us know how God has touched you. If you would like us to come preach in your area, let us know. If you like a healing service, if you like a deliverance service, or you just like somebody to preach a good salvation, preaching, we'll be more than happy to come out there. We don't ask for a lot of stuff, just a place to stay, something to eat, and a place to preach, and a little gas money. That's about it. We don't really ask for a whole lot, praise God. So that's how God uses us, and me and Jacob, both of us could come out and pray for you guys, have a healing line. Love doing the healing line, see what God's going to do, praise God. But anyway, I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you so much, Jacob, for coming on.
As always, it's been a pleasure.
Amen, amen. And how can people reach you, Jacob?
You can friend me at Jacob Phillips on Facebook, my page. You can go to my ministry page, is Sons of Righteousness. That's just one long word, Sons of Righteousness. Or you can type it in separate on Facebook and find it, S-O-N-S, Sons of Righteousness, R-I-G-H-T-E-O-U-S-N-E-S-S, Sons of Righteousness Ministries. It's at Facebook.com. You can email me with any prayer requests or questions, sorministries@yahoo.com. My number is area code 318-331-2296. If you want to call personal with a prayer request or schedule a meeting, that's pretty much all my contact information. If you want to write, you can write sorministries at P.O. Box 124, West Monroe, that's W-E-S-T, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, Monroe, Louisiana, 71294. And that's all my contact information. I'd like to hear from you.
Amen. If you'd like a healing and deliverance session with me in prayer, you could email me or just go to Healing Light Ministries NC. org and send me an email or just message me and say, hey, Stan, I'd like to schedule a appointment to pray with you, and I'll be more than happy to do that. And set up a time. I do that on Zoom. Or I also I can call you if you would like that. But you can set that up. And, it's been awesome to have you guys you know, have you guys listening today. And we also have the Healing Light channel on Roku TV. If you have Roku TV, you can listen to this radio show. You also can watch daily scheduled programs. On Sundays, we have Sunday church all day long. All the shows we've done doing Sunday church, you could actually watch out all day long, and then it goes back to regular scheduled program. Sometimes I'll just play the radio stuff. It depends on which way I want to go with that for that day. A lot of people like to listen to the radio stuff, and some people love to watch the scheduled program. So I have that going all day long, so you can enjoy that. And I want to say thank you guys for watching or listening. We're not watching today. It's the radio. So thank you for listening. God bless you, and I will see you next week. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Stan.
Thanks for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show.